country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your country folk surviving in faraway North Dakota, up near the Canadian border. And warm and toasty, 10 degrees above zero right now. And I'll take that any day of the week. Anything above zero, I'll take it. The here we are on January 13th, Friday the 13th, actually, January 13th, 2023. And thank you for tuning us in. This is a live show. I'm James Kelso, and show is always live. And then when you call in, it becomes lively, and whether friend or foe, and I like them both. I prefer the calls. So there are great thinkers like James in Vancouver, Wayne in Texas, and John in Missouri. I haven't heard him for in a while, but we have great thinkers. But I like the born fools who call in to try to sabotage Donald Trump. You know, they who knows whether they're being paid to call in. I'm sure some of them are. Others just, you know, just naturally foolish and just don't like Donald Trump for various and sundry reasons. And they have nothing better to do with their time, so they have to call in a Trump show to try to stick one in the ribs of Donald Trump. But it never works. Never works. And I try to dispense with these people quickly so that they don't succeed in taking over like 20 minutes of the show and wasting time. But anyway, I love them all. So you can call in at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And lend us your foolish or wise thoughts about Donald Trump. Well, let's see. What do we have today? How do we end this week? Well, we had a good piece of news that came out yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me. Shame on me. But apparently Donald Trump is going to roll out his active campaigning now that he's declared for the presidency, apparently in South Carolina. He has let it be known. He's going to have an initial at the end of January. So coming right up here in the next 2 weeks, some kind of an event in South Carolina. And then we will, you know, the train will gradually accelerate until we get into a torrid pace of Trump rallies running right into the presidential election. So that's a bit of good news. What other good news have we got? Well, the communists have, so far, they continue to fail to start World War III. Try as they might, they haven't been able to start World War III. And try as they might, they haven't been able to destroy Vladimir Putin's government. In the same way that they want to get rid of Donald Trump, they have the same kind of a animus against Vladimir Putin, but they have had no more success with Putin than they had with Trump. So that's good news. And of course they're all in with this guy Zelensky. Unbelievable. I mean, look at the dementia of the left. I mean, if you can listen to a few minutes of Volodymyr Zelensky and consider him to be a saint or a hero, there is something wrong with you. This guy is so, everything is wrong. His voice, his look, his gestures, his ideas, everything he says is just putrid. It's awful. And he's a presenter. He's appearing at, you know, left-wing Hollywood gala award shows. And wasn't he voted? Didn't Time make him their man of the year? Oh, jiminy Christmas. The guy who is a complete tyrant. He's a brutal killer against his opponents in Ukraine. He suppresses free speech. He is slaughtering his own people, running a war, running his people, just running them like a cannon fodder to death, getting the country destroyed, getting the, you know, President Putin trying so diligently to not make it a general war against Ukraine. He doesn't want a war against Ukraine. He doesn't want to hurt the Ukrainian people. He simply wanted and still wants to protect the Russian-speaking, ethnically Russian, loyal to Russia, Russians of eastern Ukraine, who are numerous. It's not a small population. It's millions of people, entire cities centered around the regions of Luhansk and Donetsk. Names were all, none of us ever knew prior to any of this, but now we're learning these names. And that was all he wanted to do, was to protect those people, that they be left alone to live their lives in peace. And he wasn't insisting that they be part of Russia. The Minsk Agreement of back of 2014 or 2015, signed with Germany and France, he was perfectly happy to have Donetsk and Luhansk have their own semi-autonomous sovereignty within Ukraine, not part of Russia. But, you know, after 8 years of attacks against these Russians, the pressure, Putin ran out of patience. He had to act to do a special military operation. That's a good term, not a general war. Special military operation, using only a small part of the Russian military, not using Russia's most potent or lethal weapons at all, and made one mistake, one tactical mistake, understandable, but nevertheless a mistake, tried to do a lightning strike into Kiev to decapitate the Stepan Banderist loyal Ukrainian government led by Zelensky. Just a quick strike into Kiev, decapitate that government, and then thereby shorten the war. But it failed. That lightning strike failed. So President Putin pulled it back, pulled those troops away, put them back into where the only area they actually really wanted to enter and occupy was Donetsk and Luhansk and some regions adjacent thereto. And to further reinforce their already existent primary presence in Crimea. And none of this, not a threat to the existence of Ukraine at all. Simply, let's go our separate ways. Let's get a divorce. Let's let us Russians living in Ukraine be the Russians we are. Quit lording it over us. Quit trying to drive us off our own land. Quit bombing us and assassinating us and terrorizing us. Anyway, the good news is they've tried. This has been a decades-long effort to destroy Russia, to destroy Vladimir Putin, by the left, the deep state of America, the people in the Central Intelligence Agency, the people in the State Department, the what's her name? What is this woman's name who has been so up to her eyeballs in Ukraine all these years? Her name will come to me in a moment. But these putrid left-wingers have been trying to start to destroy Russia and use Ukraine as their piggy bank, first of all, in which they can launder untold billions of dollars in an activity in which Joe Biden was deeply involved with his son and his brother, James, and his wife, I'm sure she's enjoying spending the money that they're getting, such as the $61 million given to the University of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's alma mater, Ivy League school. $61 million given over a period of 2 years while they were paying Joe Biden $1 million a year as a fee for having the blessing of the Biden Center, affiliate, the Penn Biden Center, where behind his, what year was it? 72 Corvette, who knows? Behind his Corvette, he has stashed all kinds of top secret documents that he's not entitled to have. He's not a president. He was vice president. He spirited away these documents. And which documents did Joe Biden abscond with? Funny thing. He took the documents, the top secret documents pertaining to Ukraine and Russia and China. Oh, I see. These are the documents where they have that Biden wants to get out of circulation, because in them, Biden is shown dead to rights to be an utterly corrupt and compromised tool of the CCP. My engineer is offering me names here for the woman. You've got some good names here. Oh, yes. It's Victoria. He's got the first name right. Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland, nicknamed Tory Nuland, who's been, along with John McCain and Lindsey Graham, has been in there in Ukraine. They've been using Ukraine as their piggy bank and as their proxy to attack Russia. And the Ukrainian people have been used so badly by the American left. Anyway, the good news is apparently today, or was it yesterday, the Russian army occupied the town of Soledar, which is a formerly 10,000 population mining town, rich mining town, to the north of Bakhmut, which is a 70,000 population transportation hub. And so we're winning in Ukraine. The winning Ukrainian army is getting its clock punched in Soledar, and now we'll get trounced in Bakhmut. But these are key towns of Luhansk and Donetsk. I guess that would be the region of Donetsk, the northern region. And Vladimir Putin's ambitions, he merely wants to protect the ethnic Russians living in Ukraine. And they are, of course, all across Ukraine. They're concentrated in the east, but they actually extend all the way across Ukraine. And they his goal will have been achieved, I think, when he takes a little more of the Donbass, Luhansk and Donetsk combined, and a little more of the region of Zaporozhye, maybe, and maybe Kherson, and maybe Kharkiv, those three cities and areas. That will be it. And then the Russian army will be in a defensive mode, very impregnable. Bring all the American army. This is alarming. This is not good. I just saw a headline just minutes ago that some general politically correct puke in Oklahoma has indicated that the Ukrainian military will be brought to Oklahoma to train on the Patriot missile system. Oh, just what we need. That's just what we need. And this punk who runs defense or the government in Germany, this guy is on the verge of pledging Leopard tanks. President Andrzej Duda, who I really got wrong on this show. I thought Duda was a patriot. I thought he was an ethnic Pole. I thought he was a Pole. Poland for the Poles, Pole. He's not. He's a globalist puke. He is pledging on behalf, he's pledging the German Leopard tank, even though he's not a German, he's pledging the German tank to be delivered by Poland. Let's start a war. Let's get World War III going. Let's bring our best tanks, the Leopard tank and the Abrams tank and the Chieftain tank. Let's bring all our best tanks in. Let's train up the Ukrainian, the poor Ukrainians who get to die in these things. Let's train them in Germany and in America and in Britain. Let's see how many things we can do to Russia to start World War III. This is insane. And hopefully the demonstrations, the mass protest in the West, in America, in Germany, in England, will spread out into the streets and will become so massive that the globalist Davos elitists who are trying to start World War III will be thwarted by us, the people. Yes, and my engineer is mentioning some of the others here. Marcy Kaptur, she's disgusting. And these are people, and of course these people like Victoria Nuland has no, she's not military. She's never probably ever fired a gun in her life. But she gets all excited. She gets all rosy-cheeked and inflamed by the idea of violence and warfare. She's a kind of a, what is she, a dominatrix? You know, she's kind of, maybe she spends her time in private in stiletto high heels with a whip, and some poor man is a victim of her her fetish. Who knows? But this is what we have in the State Department. And Victoria Van Nuland's been running Ukraine up against Russia for going all the way back to 1990, thereabouts. All right, let's go to enough of these disgusting people. Let's talk about one of our heroes here. The namesake of the show, Donald John Trump. And here he is posting away at truthsocial.com. He still hasn't started posting on Twitter. And he's keeping to that plan, recognizing quite rightly that Elon Musk would love to have Donald Trump posting away on Twitter and bringing tens of millions of eyeballs to Twitter, making Elon Musk billions of dollars. But Donald Trump's going to insist on, no, you come over to my site. Come on over to truthsocial.com if you want to read me. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Donald Trump does make an accurate point on this. In responding to the question, are you going to post on Twitter? He says, well, my stuff shows up on Twitter anyway. I post it on truthsocial.com, and then people link to it and put it up on Twitter. So it's getting onto Twitter anyway. So that's an interesting and valid point. We'll see where it goes. It's a win-win. If Trump goes back to Twitter and continues on Truth Social, we win. If Trump sticks only to Truth Social, we win. So either way, it's going to work out. All right, his most recent post here. Let's go to Donald Trump here over at Truth Social. 4.81 million followers for Donald Trump. And he puts up Dan Bongino. He puts up Brett Baer, who is somewhat suspect. Now, we're trying to figure out sort of the men from The Voice. And Brett Baer hasn't made it into the category of the men yet. But the president puts him up as his most recent post. And he himself, the president, has ridiculed Brett Baer's lack of guts. We'll give him a try right after the break. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast.
And we're back, folks.
And many times I played.
This is your Trump Phenomenon radio show. And, you know, I'll tell you, I mentioned in the show yesterday that one of the beautiful moments of evolution and development of the Trump phenomenon has been the development of our MAGA movement. It's, you know, think about it. It's so easy to kind of take for granted the things that are so obvious that you take them for granted. Look at the MAGA. Did we have a MAGA movement in the year 2017, first half of 2017, before Donald Trump came down the golden escalator with his lovely Melania on his arm? Did we have a MAGA movement? No, we didn't. What did we have? I mean, we were all patriots. We were all, and some of you out there are new, and welcome to the club. Those of you that have joined the patriot movement, maybe even inspired by Trump. But for many of us, you know, we've been doing this for many years. We thought of ourselves as patriots. Where was our movement? Who was our leader? Can you name that tune? Can you name that leader? Can you name that leader in three notes? No, you can't. We didn't have one. We didn't have a leader. How about our movement? What was the name of our movement? Patriot, the Patriot Movement? No, we didn't have a movement either. What was our organization? What organization did we have? We had a lot of little organizations here and there. You know, we had things like the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is so admirable and so wonderful. But we didn't have a national leader, a national movement. We didn't have scores of millions of devoted adherents. Who did this? You know, this is the bone that I pick with Ron DeSantis is, come on, Ron, be real. Be an adult. Donald Trump did all of this, not you. In fact, you, the existence of you, of the Ron DeSantis phenomenon, is due to Donald Trump's intercession on your part in Florida. He propelled you into the governorship. Just barely. You made it against a criminal. So this is, you know, Kelso and his pom-poms and yay, yay, sis, boom, bah, go team, go. Push him back, way back. Well, that's why I jump up and down in my pom-poms, in my cheerleader outfit. Because this guy did this for us. Now, one of the people he inspired to come forward is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look at this woman. Wow, my goodness. And here she is. I'm over on Truth Social. She is a ball of fire there in Northwest Georgia. Let's listen to her for just a moment. She's interviewing with Tucker Carlson.
You see, I'm ready to investigate the Biden administration. I'm ready to hold the deep state and the intelligence community accountable for what they've done to Americans, censoring them, and the way they're going after the Trump family, President Trump, his administration, staff, and supporters. I'm sick and tired of watching the hypocrisy where people are being persecuted and rotting away in the DC jail, but yet Antifa and BLM members have been let off. And I don't want to see any more of our oil sold to China. That oil needs to stay here in the United States. And the amount of fentanyl poisoning that has happened to Americans is a reason for impeachment in my book, not just of Mayorkas, but of Joe Biden himself.
Now there's
see, I'm
my kind of woman right there. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Northwest Georgia.
Yeah, right. But you don't fucking know.
Wait a minute. Sorry. That just jumped onto my screen. Some idiot. sorry. We didn't do that. We run a nice clean internet here. Let's look at some more Marjorie Taylor Greene here. And she's just posting away. I mean, she's just bing, bang, boom. She's posting away here. We don't even have committees filled yet, she writes today, but Representative McCall and I are already preparing to move forward with the audit of Ukraine. Nice. We're talking about Ukraine. No more blank checks to Ukraine. Isn't that nice to hear that? No more blank checks to Ukraine. All right, nice. Here she comes again. Here she goes. Guess what she has to say about the communist Chinese financing University of Pennsylvania? Well, I'll give you that right after the break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song,
I got a song to sing. Hey, we're back.
Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get,
you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. Well, that's what the MAGA movement is doing right now. It's humping and getting it. And that finally. Now, in that department, the news this week, Representative Ralph Norman says Mitch McConnell is not a conservative and says he should step aside. Let's listen to him for just a second. Whose show? He's on somebody's show here. He's on Real America's Voice. See what he says.
As until they get their act in place. And under Mitch McConnell, it can't happen. And it couldn't come quick enough. And he controls a lot of money. He raises a lot of money. But his time has come and gone. This country is at a crossroads. that if we fail, we fail as a country. Our freedom will be gone. And Mitch McConnell is a problem that's standing in the way of America being great again. And Donald Trump is exactly right, and others. The base senses that. And you just cannot continue under his rule. And it's time first of all, the American people are going to have to let their senators know they're not going to stand for Mitch McConnell. Put the pressure they need to have people calling this.
I'm liking this. This is, now who is this? This is Representative Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina, a member of the Committee on Oversight and Reform. So this is great. I mean, he's letting Mitch McConnell have it right in the kisser. And he's informing the senators, people like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, hey, offload Mitch McConnell. He's not even a conservative. He's not even on our side. Make him walk the plank. Get a real conservative as the Senate minority and then majority eventually leader.
Senators every day. My two senators, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, I'm going to be sending that message loud and clear. And if Americans will do that all over the country, I think you'll see the debate start. And then we'll see what happens to put somebody else in.
Very good. Very good. Ralph Norman of South Carolina. That's a name worth remembering. And you see what we're doing now. We are separating the men from the boys. Here's one of the men, Ralph Norman of South Carolina. And he said he's going to put the pressure on Tim Scott of South Carolina and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. And, you know, it's surprising. You know, you find out who the pukes are, who the rhinos are. Like, a surprising one here is, what's-his-face, Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He recently voted. He voted. What did he vote for? It was really a shocking vote from Tom Cotton, who joined the Mitch McConnell crowd and voted with the rhinos. Tom Cotton, who I remember Ann Coulter saying that Tom Cotton was her favorite U.S. senator. I believe I recall her saying that. I wonder what she's saying now. Tom Cotton is voting like a rhino, all gung-ho on money to Ukraine. And I forget what his vote was. A very revealing vote that showed Tom Cotton not to be a MAGA conservative at all. But this is the dual job that the Trump movement has. We have to go against our obvious enemies in the Democrat Communist Party, but then we have to fight this initial battle behind our own lines. We have to fight against the rhinos. And this ain't easy. But Donald Trump did a great job in his first 4 years. He got this process going. He's kept it going now these 2 years of the Biden interregnum. And two more years of Biden to go, maybe. Now, they may be throwing Biden under the bus here. These documents that are appearing, turned in by Democrats on Biden's own staff, turning in his top secret documents stashed around his Corvette in his garage, secured by his what? His randomly opening garage door. That's really secure, Joe, and no security presence there. I don't think any Secret Service, nothing guarding these documents, top secret documents. And the Chinese funding the University of Pennsylvania, $61 million to the Joe Biden Institute there at the University of Pennsylvania, $61 million. And the president of the University of Pennsylvania, and this is the president is ashamed of his own alma mater, as a graduate student of the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, president being humiliated by his own university. And now Joe Biden has appointed the president of that university as a payoff after meeting with her at the White House with Hunter. This is so corrupt. It's unbelievable. She's now appointed ambassador to Germany. Wow. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Wow. Totally corrupt. All right. That's a good one. Let's go back to the president. Listen to this. We're worried that Kevin McCarthy will be a turncoat. He'll be all talk and nothing, no performance. Well, so far, so good. Listen to him talking in the last 48 hours, talking in the rotunda of the Capitol. Here he is talking to reporters. Kevin McCarthy.
Because from one standpoint, they knew the documents were there. They actually asked President Trump to put another lock on, so they were locked. You look at President Biden. He wasn't president. He was vice president. He held these in different locations right out in the open. He criticized President Trump. Did he utilize the Justice Department to raid President Trump? Did you think that was right? They knew this has happened to President Biden before the election, but they kept it a secret from the American public. He goes on 60 Minutes, criticizes President Trump, even knowing what he has done, and he wasn't president at the time. Now we find another location that it's at, but he refused to answer. His press secretary won't answer the questions.
That's the lovely Karine Jean-Pierre. Yes, Karine Jean-Pierre.
You watched them leak photos of sitting out files of President Trump. Where's the photos of President Biden's documents? Where are those photos at? He knowingly knew this happened going into election, going into interviews. This is what makes America not trust their government. You cannot have one form of law because somebody philosophically has a different opinion than you, and you can't use the Justice Department to go after people that are politically different as well. It has to be equal across. And what I'm finding what's happening with President Biden time and again, you go.
So this is Kevin McCarthy, of course. That's standard Kevin McCarthy, blah, blah, talk, talk. But I'll take that. I'll take that. He's saying the right things. He's no fighter like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and probably is not even a true conservative. But you know, you go with what you got. And so the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetzes, the Ralph Normans, they'll be swinging for the fences, and they'll be fighting like hell in the Congress. And so far, so good. Kevin McCarthy, potential rhino. Kevin McCarthy is restraining himself. He's on a short leash. And so far, he's being a good little doggy on his short leash. All right, let's go to James in Vancouver. James, thank you for rejoining us.
Yes, good evening. Where are our esteemed and honored callers today? I would invite them to our back to you.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying.
Here you are. You are our most esteemed.
Well, I'm not collecting my $500.
You're running up a good account. Don't worry. You'll get paid off. We'll make the connection.
I'll
here
be paid
with
in the afterlife.
You'll be paid in what do they call the Chinese currency? What is the name of the Chinese currency?
Yuan.
Yuan.
I want yuan. Yuan.
Okay.
10,000. Yuan. Make a show. Every show. Yeah. 10,000. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I'm thinking. You know, things are looking. You know, it's. I sound like a broken record. It looks like we're ready to slide into the maw of hell, in where we are as a civilization. And yet, it is the most hopeful moment. It's the best of times. It is the worst of times, as Dickens wrote. and you know, a century and a half too early. This, we have such opportunity, and we may make such breakthroughs in who we are as a civilization in the next you know, few years. And so this is a very tense, very exciting moment. And what I'm excited about, what I feel good about, I opened the show with the thought, who is our leader in the spring of 2017? Who was the leader of our movement? There wasn't. We didn't have a movement. We didn't have a leader. We had lots of very interesting thinkers out there, and you know, people like Ron Paul and so on. We had interesting people, but we were a disjointed, unorganized group of people that could not move in a coordinated way. But now, something that's new, in you know, thousands of school districts across America, irate parents are showing up at school board meetings saying, you know, take your school board and shove it. Because they're aware that these left-wingers have taken over the schools all over America. And mom and pop America are showing up saying, no, not with my kid you're doing this, not with my tax dollar, and not with my child's mind. And that's just symbolic. Trump, the Trump movement, the MAGA movement is responsible for this formation of a giant, moving, effective organization that we have, you know, and so that's reason for hope and reason for despair. Think like a left winger for a second. Imagine yourself as, you know, Nancy Pelosi for a moment, having to be married to Paul Pelosi and live in the way she lives. You know, it's not that pretty for her. It's not that good for left wingers. They're being exposed. Imagine how they sleep at night. They are being exposed for being creeps, for being disgustingly hypocritical. And they've got
pills and vodka works pretty good. Sleeping pills and vodka.
There you go. That's it. That's Mama's Little Helper. And so, you know, that's where we stand. It's I'm happy that our man, Donald Trump, he was on a guest tonight on the Dr. Gina show on the Real America's Voice. And by the way, Real America's Voice, be aware of that network, folks. Real America's Voice, RAV, RAV. They are the ones that feature Steve Bannon. And boy, I so hope to see Steve Bannon highly placed in a future Trump administration. And Charlie Kirk is there. I want to see Charlie Kirk highly placed. But the Real America's Voice is really on the move. And they added a new, they actually raided Newsmax. And they added Greg Stinchfield. Some of you who follow this sort of thing, you may be a fan of Greg Stinchfield on Newsmax. He switched from Newsmax to Real America's Voice tonight, and he will have his first show starting on Monday at 7 p.m. He will occupy the time, the Dr. Gina's show time slot. So Real America's Voice is on the move, and it's getting big, and it's very impressive. I watch it on Roku. I urge all of you to go out and get a Roku stick or use the Roku that's already on your smart TV. You don't even have to use cable TV. Your internet connection, your cable company, wherever you are, you pay for two things from your cable company. Your internet connection, A, and B, your television. And it's two separate lines of communication, and it's on your internet connection. That's all you need to access all TV shows through such things as a Roku stick. And I'm not... that well versed in it to be able to explain it more clearly than that. But let me tell you, it was a breakthrough for me. I no longer pay for television. I pay my cable provider simply for my internet connection. And via that internet connection and the magic of these things like Roku, I'm able to get Real America's Voice. So some of you may be out there saying, what the heck is this?
Real America's Voice. You said Trump is starting down in South Kakalaki then. Trump has turned down in South Carolina.
Yes, yes. He will. He will. If sometime this month, he is going to hold his next Trump rally, and it's supposedly a kind of a more subdued Trump rally. It's not going to be a wild and woolly Trump rally the way he's promoting it. But so get ready for that, boys and girls. And then we're going to see who's going to come out of the woodwork here. Who is going to announce, who has got the stones to announce that they are opposing Donald Trump, that they actually want to debate him in primary debates. You know, will it be Nikki Haley? We'll speculate on that
right.
just a moment. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're back, folks, with James in Vancouver in the waning moments of our show here. on Friday the 13th. All of 11 degrees here in North Dakota. And the let me run two names by you. James, have you heard of Joe Kent of the state of Washington?
Yes, I've heard the name.
Yes, in fact, he should have won for U.S. Congress in the last election here. He came close, okay. And if people like Kevin McCarthy had supported him fully, he would have won. And there's another one I want to name. These are very young guy, incredible, Joe Kent. You have not heard the end of Joe Kent. And he does actually represent Kelso, Washington. But I might move there, actually, if he gets elected. The in New Hampshire, Carolyn Leavitt, spelled with a K, Caroline Leavitt. She had Trump's endorsement, and she should have won, and she would have if she'd had the strong endorsement of people like Kevin McCarthy. And so this is why people – one of the reasons there's so little trust of Kevin McCarthy is that he didn't support people like Joe Kent or Carolyn Leavitt, and we know it. We know it in the MAGA movement, but we're watching these stars. Carolyn Leavitt, if she had won, would have been the youngest congressman in Congress. She started her run when she was 23. I think the law requires age 25 to serve. So we've got some really exciting MAGA people coming up, like Joe Kent in Washington. Remember that name? Near the town of Longview, Washington, his district there on the Columbia River.
Well,
and then
Kevin McCarthy is one of Klaus Schwab's buddies, one of his little gophers.
Yeah. So no, McCarthy, exactly. McCarthy has to be held on a very short leash, very tight choke collar, and one of those collars with the spikes that point inward. And that collar, that chain needs to be yanked on a daily basis. But what, count
like
on the
Teddy
fact
Teddy Roosevelt that, says, walk softly and carry a big stick. Roosevelt.
Yeah. So, and then we can replace. Kevin McCarthy can be replaced by somebody, like a Carolyn Leavitt or a Joe Kent or a Jim Jordan sometime in the future. But that battle, we've deferred that battle for a later day. And meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy, somebody said it on Patriot Radio today. I think it was on the Republic, Real America's Voice, is that somebody said, we'll be watching. We'll be watching Kevin McCarthy with an eagle eye. And any day he gets out of line, we will start screaming. We'll pull that choke collar. We'll pull it tight as we can around a fence post. So
see you next week. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you, James, and thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We will see you again
thank
here
you.
in the Trump Clubhouse on Monday. So long.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.